Spring is here. According to my hay fever, the flowers are definitely blooming and the birds are singing. But watch out, because the birds are also nesting, and that does indeed mean it's swooping season. Aussie magpies in particular turn into low-flying attack aircraft at this time of year. What have we done to upset them, and how can we protect ourselves? Do we need silly hats? How do we make sure that they're okay and we're okay as well? Dr. Robert Johnson from the Australian Veterinary Association is here to answer all of our swooping season questions. A very good morning to you, Robert, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. It's a pleasure.
Now, what does prompt a magpie to get down low and go, go, go when it comes to the back of our heads?
Well, they really haven't got it in for anybody. What they're doing is protecting their nest. So most of September and probably the early part of October, they're guarding their nest and their babies, their eggs and their babies. Once the babies leave the nest, once they fledge, get those feathers and fly away, there's no longer any need for that. And, yeah, they're quite aggressive about it, but I think it's understandable. We all like to look after our children, don't we?
It does feel a bit unfair sometimes that we're nowhere even near the nest in our own heads and still we're seen as a bit of a threat.
Yeah, it might seem unfair to us, but not to them. So they probably regard lots of people as threats, cyclists and people pushing prams and people jogging and things like that. But it's just a purely natural instinct for them to do that. And they're a very intelligent bird, and they can actually pick out certain people, and they'll remember people from the year before. So highly intelligent about the way they do this and quite discerning.
Now, I was going to ask you that because I hear sort of anecdotally from a lot of people, I'm always attacked. I'm the one they go for. So they might actually be remembering people.
Yeah, maybe you have to reassess your attitude then, wouldn't you?
Go on, sorry.
Well, the best way, I mean, if you can avoid the area, that's great. Sometimes, it might be a major thoroughfare or a shortcut, and you might be able to do that if you're in a hurry. But the best thing to do then is not to run, not to act aggressively towards the bird, and just stay calm, maybe sit down, put your hands over your head, and hope the bird will go away and pick on some other susceptible person.
You said don't run. Does that mean that, say, joggers and cyclists, because of how quickly they're moving, might be at more risk?
Yes, I think so. And I guess that's understandable from a bird's point of view. Mm. Yeah, and have an idea where the nest is. It's usually reasonably obvious where the nest is, and stay away from there.
Look, there's always lots of home remedies on how to do it. Cable ties on the helmet, hold a stick above your head, eyes on the back of your hat and things like that. Does any of that work?
Well, it makes you look pretty silly for a start, so I think that works, if you want to look silly. Cable ties on top of the helmet, well, that's pretty hilarious. I was down in Canberra last September driving along in the early morning. These guys are out with those helmets on with cable ties. These magpies are just swooping at them, and I pulled over and enjoyed the spectacle. So, my personal observations say that it doesn't work.
Well, there we go. That's good to know. You've said to avoid sort of the nest, and once you know is in the area. I'm kind of curious. It's a little bit scary, but are we actually at risk of any genuine injury?
You can. There's an internet site which records swooping magpie incidents. It's purely sort of anecdotal. It's not very scientific, but I think it's the ABC are doing it. And then in that is actual injuries. They don't say what sort of injury. People occasionally are injured, but, you can get injured crossing the road, or you can twist an ankle running and that sort of thing. So, there are risks out there, but I think the risk of getting injured by a magpie is pretty low, really.
I'm inclined to agree. And you know what? They are a great native bird just trying to look after their young. So is the advice maybe we should just wear it and try and stay out of their way until the end of October?
Oh, I think so, definitely. And remember that beautiful wake-up call in the morning from the magpie? That's not sort of like a sweet little alarm call, get out of bed. It's basically telling you, I'm here and stay away from me. Most bird song is to do with aggression. Even though it sounds really great to our ears, it's all about communicating where they are and where their territory is. So remember that too. And Australia is the home of the songbird. That's where songbirds originated from. So they've been doing it for eons. So I guess we've just got to put up with it.
I'm inclined to agree. Dr. Johnson, thanks very much for chatting to breakfast this morning.
My pleasure, Nick. All the best.
All the best.